Constantine for 20 years, as only a mother can. And Constantine, who was a great warrior and a man of considerable talents, rose to the top and was able, through a bloodless coup, to usurp the power and become the emperor of Rome. And she, in effect, convinced him to mount what really is the first crusade, to go to Palestine and to cleanse it of the infidels and to build Christianity, even though Constantine as yet was not a Christian. But under the influence of his mother, and his mother had been drumming that into his head for so many years, and it was therefore not surprising that Constantine, when he became the emperor, took a large Roman army east, and once and for all he was going to settle with the Greeks and the Parthians and the Persians, all the enemies, all the guerrilla bands of Rome that were picking Rome apart. And on the eve of one of the great battles in the year 330, Constantine, the night before the battle, saw a vision. And in the vision, he saw Jesus. He writes, Freud would have a time, right? He writes that he saw his mother on the right hand of Jesus in the vision. And that, so he made a deal, right? Imnosum titein, if you will give me victory in this battle, then I will officially become a Christian. The Roman emperor is going to become a Christian. When the emperor becomes a Christian, it means that the empire becomes Christian. That's the watershed. That is the dividing line in history. And he won the battle, and he publicly proclaimed his Christianity. And all of the persecuted now became the establishment. He cleansed the Roman bureaucracy. He brought in Christians. The Christian bishops and the leaders came into power now. And he, as many times happens with a convert, became more fanatical than the people who had been believers until now. He was determined to make the entire Roman Empire Christian. And he probably would have done it if he had not made the mistake of dying. The effect of Constantine and of his mother was major, though, on the Jews, because they did come to Palestine. And they built the first Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. It was built by the Emperor Constantine. He came to Jerusalem and on the Mount of Moriah built the church. And he, throughout the country, attempted to establish Christianity. He naturally did not find a favorable response from the Jews. And therefore that intensified the anti-Jewish feeling of the Christians. And the real beginning of official, not only official anti-Semitism, but of official persecution of the Jews is at this time. This marks the end, therefore, of the Palestinian Jewish community in terms of creativity. Because it's like an abrupt end. The Talmud Yerushalmi was edited, finished in its incomplete fashion. The Babylonian Talmud would go on for another 200 years.